All stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing and you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready-Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the American Vindicta Show. So this is the aftermath day from the elections. We are going to talk to our survival expert and guru, Mr. Robert Griswold of Ready Made Resources. Robert is the longest running sponsor for this show. So we want to thank Robert for helping sponsor this show and providing excellent service to all the customers and all the viewers out there. I get tons of good emails about the experiences people get with Bob. And thank you for keeping this show on. You know, right now, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of the outcome of the elections. If you listened to my podcast yesterday, it's a warning that I put out for the pride of Pharaoh that is happening throughout this nation. And we are welcoming damnation in this nation. By our votes, lack of votes, the intended consequences of these votes, or the unintended consequences of these votes, let's say that. Bob, let's get into it. Thanks for being on today.
It's a pleasure to be here, Doug. You know, just looking at the state of America, the state of the world today, anybody who's not concerned is, I just don't know how anybody cannot be concerned. I mean, well, you know, I just start the program by saying, hello, good night, America, you know, to talk to you about John Fetterman. How can a person like that get elected? I mean, it's almost impossible for someone like that to get elected. I mean, he cannot do the job.
Fetterman is pyrite. He is fool's gold.
Yeah. How long before this guy ends up deep sixth so they can put their other man in place? Because, I mean, he's going to have another health crisis or something. And, you know, well, now he can't do the job. I mean, you know, we just see on multiple levels, they're having to retract things that were a policy for a while because the policy that they've just proved that they don't work. And now that it's become self-evident to people, and it'll become self-evident that John Fetterman is absolutely incapable of doing the job, we'll be gaslit about it. They'll come on and say, well, we never said he was really capable. We just didn't want to hurt his feelings or whatever. And besides that, you guys are, you know, ableist by, you know, somehow enabling, you know, discrimination against handicapped people. Well, no, I'm not. No way. I mean, if somebody's in a wheelchair, that doesn't stop them from being a good politician. If somebody is even blind, it doesn't stop them from being a good politician. What stops people from being a good politician is having an impaired brain. I mean, well, you can't put a sentence together. The other day he said he celebrated the demise of Roe v. Wade. Did you see that? He celebrated it. Now, I don't think he really meant that. But here's a guy. I mean, Oz wasn't the best of candidates. But, I mean, my dog should be able to beat Fetterman. And, you know, he won. And it's just like, and then again in New York, you know, we have this thing. I'll call it an it. I don't know what pronoun it uses, but I'll use it for the pronoun. I mean, New York is a state run by maniacs right now. People are pushing each other in front of trains. I mean, just, there was one I just saw this morning. It was on Fox, of this lady who attempted murdered somebody. She was arrested, released, no bail, released on her own cognizance, went out and finished the job. I mean, it's just like, and that's the governor. The governor owns that. But they elect somebody like that. I mean, I can't believe, you know, somebody really wants that. And I know New York is hemorrhaging people right now.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of states are hemorrhaging people. Tennessee is getting a massive infusion of people. And I always tell people, you know, don't come to Tennessee. The zombies are eating people. Plus, we have bubonic plague outbreak and, you know, just hordes of maniacs running the streets. So don't come here. I just tell people they want to come to Tennessee, you know, come as a refugee, not a missionary.
Right.
You know, don't come here and try to do, if you look at Tennessee's, I mean, except for Memphis and Nashville, we're a solid red state. And that's the way I know the Tennesseans around here want to keep it. But, you know, Doug, I was telling people the worst part about this, it would be better for America to have cheated than if America had really voted for this. If America really voted for this and there was no cheating that went on, this shows what a reprobate nation we've become.
Well, look at Montana.
I know.
Montana, gorgeous state. Absolutely gorgeous state. I would move there if I could afford it. God, that place is ridiculously expensive. I don't mean to segue, but you know, I looked at $500,000 double wides when I was there. So
yeah, I mean, the billionaires ridiculous. Are buying out the millionaires. Well, when I was there, I lived there. You know, 1995 to 1997, and I mean, even back then, Californians were just absolutely fleeing there in droves because, you know, it's funny the way they do it. They leave the state that they absolutely taken a giant dump in, and then they want to go to Montana and they want to do the same thing there. Like they want to drag it all there.
Well, listen to this. Montana's voters have now elected their first transgender state legislator, Zoe Zipher.
Yeah, I know.
This is just Doug's personal opinion, which doesn't mean anything. But if you want to continue to welcome damnation and hellfire onto your state, continue to put those type of people in charge. I mean, how do you put a person who's mentally deranged, who we would say 5 years ago has gender dysphoria, mental illness, and you're going to put them as a legislator, a lawmaker?
Same thing was it New Hampshire? Or Vermont, one of the states. Vermont, yeah. They just hired their first, transgender governor or something. I mean,
good luck.
Yeah. People don't understand. We have so lost the fear of God in this nation. We have so lost the laws of God that God set so that humans could live together in peace and tranquility. You know, we don't steal. We don't sleep with our neighbor's wife. We don't murder. I mean, all those laws that were given not to be so that we restricts us in any way, but it promotes, you know, the growth of humanity, the development of humanity, where we can fulfill the biblical commission of, you know, reproduce, fill the earth and subdue it so that we can have an earth that produces for us. But now it's all turned away. And this is what it says, at the end of the age, what happened, same thing in days of Noah, now violence filled the earth. And it wasn't just two guys beating each other up, you know. This is violence against the laws of God, violence against everything God ordained for humans to live together in peace. And we just see when all these whack job, you know, demon ideologies are put into place, society breaks down in rapid succession. And that's what we see happening right now. Wherever you see these democratic policies being put into place, I mean, you have needles on the street, people taking poops on the street. You see crime not punished. I mean, they're talking about now, as of January 1st, what, in Illinois, if you rape somebody, it's a no bail offense. Second degree murder is a no bail offense. I mean, you're just totally breaking down law and order. It's amazing that one of the names of the Antichrist, Doug, is the lawless one. So that's what we see. All these people who are agents of Lucifer, Luciferians, they are doing exactly what Lucifer wants, and that is to break down law and order. So the end result is humanity goes into dark ages, humanity dies, we die off. You see some of these third world Democrat cities right now with, you know, diseases that haven't been around for a long time making just huge comebacks. I think what is it, New York polio and tuberculosis, all they're just making huge comebacks. And it's because, you know, sanitation, all the things that we have that God gave us to protect ourselves, we're just discarding it. And what we're seeing is reaping the whirlwind. You know, I just want to bring this up. You know, when you voted for Democrat a couple days ago, let's talk about what you really voted for. And this is, if you're a Christian and you voted for a Democrat, I'm going to say shame on you.
Yeah,
you might not. You might not ever vote for me again. You might never buy for my store again. You might not ever like me again. You might go around and tell people I'm the worst person on the earth. But when you voted Democrat, I don't care what your politician said. It's like John Fetterman, you know, his nonsensical, I'm not fracking, I'm for fracking. No, I wasn't for fracking. The fracking's good. Yesterday, you know, I've never been against fracking. And that absolutely incoherent garble that he talked about. But we know. Come January 20th, he's going to be anti-fracking again. You know, he just changed his mind again because he don't even realize what he said. And so they're going to tell him, give him a little script to say anti-fracking. You can't, you know, we're not going to frack anymore. I changed my mind again. So if you voted for a Democrat, you voted for anti-fracking so that we the energy costs go up. Okay. So how's your energy bill right now? I've noticed in the state of Tennessee that our diesel fuel has already gone up another 75 cents a gallon from Joe Biden's low, which was already $2 higher than the Trump diesel. It's, you know, his low was $2 higher than that, and now it's going back up. It's 75 cents. I'm paying like $5.35, $5.49 for a gallon of diesel.
Yep, I'm in the fives here west of Fort Worth.
So you know, another thing you voted for, a massive increase of fentanyl flowing into the country. I mean, that's they're allowing open these borders up. And we just see, you know, the little sweet tart, you know, little things that look like sweet tarts, fentanyl.
Yeah. So the state of California actually had to put out a statewide emergency message to all first responders, EMS, and to school boards that they
our
were.
Sheriff's Department did.
Yep, that they were finding large amounts of fentanyl-based candy. Fentanyl-based candy.
Yeah, you can go on Monroe County Sheriff, Tennessee, and look it up. Their Halloween warning was they showed the little sweet tart-looking fentanyl. And don't make sure, tell Johnny not to eat any of his candy before he gets home, and you can expect it. So this we're going to see a lot more fentanyl. So this is what you voted for. Oh yeah, and then we got a lot more child rape. We got a lot, you know, minor attracted persons. You know, we're all for that. I mean, King Joe. I mean, good grief, he's ground zero for that. So you voted for a lot more fentanyl, crime. I mean, we just see these crimes now that are just heinous, pushing people in front of subways just as a game, so they get run over by a train just as a game.
Can I interrupt you for a second? 1 Corinthians 16, verses 13 through 14, if I'm correct. Be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong, and let all that you do be done in love. None of that means be weak, be a flip-flop wearing hippie, but if I have to bring the scepter of war to people to protect my loved ones, then I absolutely will. And that's where we're getting at. America, you better get used to turning in your flowers and your daisies and having your sweet weekends together. And you better start getting used to learning how to forge, how to survive in a collapsing third world country. And you better start getting used to violence. Even if you don't like it, you better get used to it.
Democrat cities already have to get used to violence. It's everywhere. You know, just in Monroe County. Now, we live in a small county. This doesn't happen here. But we just had a girl abducted, a 24-year-old mother abducted from our Walmart. You were down there, just abducted. And they found her a week later, you know, it just grieves me.
We just recently in my area, we had a mother and the daughter. The mother's 21. The daughter's like 4 or 5 months old that just went missing for almost 3 to 4 weeks. The relative of this young woman had called the police department and sheriff's department of the county multiple times, and nothing is being done about it from what we're reading. You know, I mean, I'm not going to say that law enforcement's not doing their job, because that's wrong to pin it on something so bold, because there are individual law enforcement officers, men and women, who do their job diligently with valor every day. But we're talking about a failed society. Not to the individual level, but to the whole manifest destiny of America. It's in flames. It's in shambles. Your law is almost done away with.
Well, in some places, it's completely done away with. It's not almost done away with. It is. It's that lady was let out to go, you know, after she attempted murder, she went out and murdered the person.
That's
when
right.
She was let go, no bond, let go.
Yep.
You know, when I didn't finish, I'll go finish it. But so we just see this. Our children are being raped in front of our eyes. You see it every day. They're at school. I mean, I know it's a family program, but I was just watching my mother show a book where two children were performing oral sex on each other, and it was a school book. And then it showed an adult fondling a young child, and that's in your school book. So parents, we're watching our children being sexually assaulted, and it's just not once or twice. It's just on a massive level. And, you know, nobody's doing anything about it. Nobody's up in arms. You have a few people, but the people that go up in arms, they get angry. They're visited by law enforcement and shut down. I mean, what are they protecting? Are they protecting? Is that what they're protecting? Teaching 6-year-olds boys how to perform oral sex on each other? Is that what you're protecting?
Hey, man,
this is America. And let me finish this, Doug. If you don't think this is going to bring about the swift judgment of God, then I tell you, you might as well go move in Sodom and Gomorrah, because that's the level of thinking you're at. If we chose these people without cheating, if it's proven that America really did vote this way, I'll tell you, you better button down the hatches right now and get the last of your preps ready, because it's coming after this inauguration. And I think they're teasing us with the House. I doubt we're going to win the House. I doubt if we're going to win it. And it might be complicit on all sides. You know, the leadership of the Republican Party might be complicit in it. So they can push this agenda, this Great Reset agenda. Who knows? Carrie Lake might pull it out in, her state, but we don't know. But what should have been a complete blowout is taught. It's just basically a fizzle. It's a dud.
Yeah. One of the only things that I think that was good out of this election was Sarah Huckabee Sanders was at least elected to governor for Arkansas.
Yeah. And in Florida, I mean, Florida showed whatever she should look like.
Yep.
He massacred Crist. But again, we're just seeing crime explode. So if you voted Democrat, you voted for more explosion in crime. And you know, I watched Stacey Abrams. You voted for more racism and division. Stacey Abrams actually got on TV and tried to accuse, you know, her opponent of racism because he had hired white supremacists. Okay, that's what she said. to purge the voting rolls. Well, let's translate her Orwellian doublespeak into English everybody can understand. Purging the voting rolls. That means what? Dead people can't vote. Criminals can't vote. Oh my gosh, that's horribly racist. You know, it's racist when dead people can't vote. You know that, don't you, Doug? It's
what state was it that they had a politician that had been dead for over a month elected?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's so many egregious stories out there right now. It just, I mean, America, if you're listening to this program or you're listening to Hodges or Steve Quayle, Doug Hagman, Mike Adams, if you listen to any of these programs right now, you know, you have people out there warning you. I mean, and I don't say this because I'm anybody special. You're nobody special. No offense, mm-hmm. But the Bible is special. And the Bible has a complete history of what happens to nations that do what we're doing.
Yep.
I mean, you know, we have set up altars for Moloch to sacrifice our children.
Yep, you got an entire playbook right here.
That's the greatest intel report you can have. Read it. It's an intelligence report. I mean, you know, I've seen intelligence reports, and, you know, it's always a little conjecture in there, what people are thinking, you know, doing that. But that's from God himself. You're not going to get anything any better. That's from the Almighty, the Creator, who knows the beginning to the end. He's giving you an intelligence report. That's why I can be so sure of what's going to happen, because I've read that intelligence report many, many times. So, again, yeah, she blamed it on white supremacists why she lost, because he purged the voter rolls. I mean, dead people, criminals, illegal aliens can't vote.
Well, currently she's breaking democratic policy by denying votes, denying election.
Yeah. Yeah, well, so is Hillary. I mean, it's okay. Only Republicans can be guilty of you know, election denying.
Oh, it's only Republicans?
Like, yeah, but it's just like white people. We're the only ones who can be guilty of racism.
I didn't know that. I guess all my time in the government, I was taught, you know, completely different. But now I know the way, the truth, and the light of Joe Biden.
Yeah. You see it right now. Less free speech. If you voted Democrat, less free. Look what they're trying to do to Elon Musk right now.
You and I both know, for multiple facts and reasons, that if Elon wanted to, he could completely destroy the Democratic Party. If he wanted to, if Elon Musk would give Julian Assange a platform, if he would give Edward Snowden a platform, if he would give these people like Alex Jones, Donald Trump, Laura Loomer, if he would give them a platform again, he would be an accomplice in destroying the narrative. And I hope he does.
But again, he might not live to do it.
Yeah.
You know,
he aligned himself against Democrats. Good on him.
I know. But I'm just saying he might not live to do it, because even though he has what, $200 billion or something like that, these people have trillions. They have trillions after, because they can just print whatever they want to print. And, you know, so much of that money that they print has gone dark. We don't know how much money, because they hide the M1 money supply anymore. We don't know how much money they're really printing. So, I mean, they can print trillions and nobody knows. But God bless them. But we're going to have less free speech. They're trying to shut down Twitter. I mean, again, even on this platform, there's things we can't talk about. And it's not like we're going to, you know, go whack job on people. We're just going to call things into question, which you can't do. I mean, just asking simple questions, you know, you can't ask questions.
You know, what's sad is on this platform on YouTube, it's such a great platform with the availability that's out there. But because it's owned by Google, because it's owned by the wicked left, like you said, you don't have real freedom of speech on here. But if you go to Rumble, they're not censoring you for anything politically. However, it doesn't have the weight that YouTube does. So you have to use the platforms that's available to you. And you know that we're on multiple different platforms, and YouTube's the biggest, you know. So, and you know, Bob, people complain that we don't talk about certain things. It's because we have to stay on air so that we can still bring you stuff, right? I already have two strikes, one more and Doug's gone. You know, you'll see me on everywhere else except for YouTube, but this is the biggest platform where people that are leftists are finding this type of information, and it's changing their viewpoint and changing their lives. And some people, heaven agree with me, are even coming to Christ based off of this show. You know, so we're bringing news to people, the good truth.
Yeah, you mentioned coming to Jesus. I mean, this is a, everything I do in the end. I'm a sort of an Orthodox type believer, and I remember the Westminster Confession of Faith. You know, the first question in the Catechism of the Westminster Confession is, what is the duty of man? The duty of man is to bring God glory and to enjoy his presence forever. You know, and we bring God glory in many different ways, but one of it is, you know, I've got it on the back of my thing. He that leads souls to righteousness will shine like the stars forever. That's what it says in Daniel. When we lead a soul to righteousness, it's like there's something in us that will make us shine like the stars forever. And so that's our ultimate goal, is to say, listen, you know, this, that's why I don't take up arms against the country, because, you know, it's fighting for a burning house. I want to see righteousness done. I want to see good things done. But at the end of the day, this is a burning house. The Bible tells us that this world is going to burn up a consuming fire, and it's not that far away. And so I want people to get their hearts right with Jesus Christ. But back to the point, and this is one of the most egregious things. If you voted for a Democrat, I'm going to tell you right now, there's Hispanic girls on the border that are being gang raped right now. Gang raped. Right now as we speak, 30, 40 guys doing that. And a lot of them. You voted for that. That is the most egregious thing. I can't imagine what women that get that done to them, what it must do to them. But that you're voting for that sex trafficking on the border.
I could tell you from personal experience dealing with the victims. It makes you numb. It makes you very numb seeing women so tortured. Seeing women who have had the love that was in their eyes replaced with gaunt forgetfulness of compassion. You know, And you know what they're going to turn to. You know that they're going to turn inward. It's never positive. Yeah, it's never positive.
Drug suicide's the big thing. I've seen it. I don't want to go into it, but I've seen it. You know, I used to go to arms shows, these big arms shows around the world, okay? And I couldn't believe it. The women that they have as their front person for selling tanks and airplanes and all this other stuff are beautiful women. And I'm thinking, you're selling this. And the stuff that comes out of a south end of a northbound mule, you're selling that. That the stuff that's going to kill your very children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're selling it. How can you do that? Again, the sex trafficking is so out of control. Again, open borders. And that brings crime and MS-13, the drug cartel,
trafficking,
all of it. It's just open borders. Yep. The other thing you voted for, have fun with this one. You know, the Republicans said they're going to defund those 87,000 IRS agents. You know, if I can promise you, Joe Biden's not going to do that. If they take the House, those 87,000 IRS agents, you voted for them. I mean, because they're going to fund them and they're going to start coming after people. So enjoy that one. The war in Ukraine. I mean, this thing has the ability and potential war in China. You know, we're losing Saudi Arabia as an ally, which means it's going to empower Iran, because Saudi Arabia is a counter to Iran. If you know anything about that politics, the Saudis and the Iranians don't like each other very much. In fact, in a war, Israel and Saudi would probably side together to fight Iran. Strange bedfellows. But these neocons, both, you know, the Democrat, I mean, you know, they used to be peace, but now they're everybody, all these people just want war. I remember AOC being eviscerated the other day because she went into office saying she was an outsider and she wasn't going to vote. She wasn't going to vote for, you know, war. And now she's just voting to give billions and billions and billions away. To, you know, war, and her own constituents are just absolutely livid over it. So you're voting for a war. The other thing you're voted for, one of these things, one of them would be devastating to a nation. Just one. I mean, you take the free speech away from a nation and you cripple the nation, but just one of them. The increase in crime, the fentanyl epidemic, but drag queens in our schools, you voted for more of that. So your children can go watch, you know, men who don't have underclothing on.
Hey, can I speak about that for a second?
Sure.
So I grew up in a very traditional family, hardworking, very, very right-wing family, you know, involved in cattle and oil. And it was hard for myself and for my own family to wrap our minds around homeschooling, because we wanted to see our kids play sports, right? Especially my son's playing football. But I'll tell you this much, it's not worth it. It's not worth watching your kid play football to put them through 18 years from the time they hit kindergarten, the time they graduate from college, to go through all this.
Vodi Bakum. If you haven't ever watched a sermon by Vodi Bakum, go on YouTube and watch him. He was just interviewed by Glenn Beck, probably one of Beck's best interviews ever. He interviewed Vodi Bakum. I mean, a real strong, devout Christian man, you know. But, you know, he has that quote. How do you expect to send your children to Caesar for 14 years and not make a Roman? That's one of the greatest quotes of all time, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, you put your children in Caesar's schools, and it's like, and when they graduate, they come out and they go, man, how did he become a Roman? How did he become a degenerate? Parent-hating, USA-hating, police-hating, capital-hating, capitalist-hating, you know, transgender degenerate. How did he become that?
Yep.
Well, gee, I wonder how. So the drag queen thing. I mean, I've seen those drag queen things they're actually showing their package to kids. And, like, parents are cheering it on.
Yep, North Dallas in Richland Hills, Texas, which is one of the wealthiest places in Texas. There's a little mom-and-pop restaurant that I think, like, every third Saturday, they host this drag queen, like, super time or whatever the hell they call it. And there are convicted pedophiles. Pedophiles.
Wait. Doug, you can't use that word. It's minor attracted persons.
Well, it would be fully disabled persons if it was Doug.
Yeah. I mean, minor attracted persons. I mean, gosh, we take a heinous crime, a heinous sin, and change it into something that's like, well, they're just minor attracted, you know?
The kingdoms, the old kingdoms of the Bible would be proud of America for the amount of sin that we have been able to convince people to commit.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I say this to people, Caligula would love to live in America today.
Nero.
Live here.
Yeah.
You know, Caligula, he could go online and see more perversion than he could in his entire lifetime in one day.
Yep. Caligula, the Roman emperor who used to have sex with his horse openly in court. Yeah. That's what's coming.
It's already out there.
Bestiality will be legalized in America.
And so will cannibalism. And people don't understand that. 10 years ago, if I'd said pedophilia would become legal or functionally legal or whatever, I did say that. And people like, you know, you're out of your mind. And now they look at it and go, whoa, you know, you told me I was crazy 10 years ago. Now look at it. Well, I'm telling you, you know, before 10 years are up, cannibalism will be out in the public. And people will be eating each other.
Soylent Green.
Save the planet. Yeah, save the planet. Eat your neighbor.
Yeah, Soylent Green. Soylent Green is people.
Yeah. So also, you voted for more climate restriction. That means, you know, you lose less and less control over your personal property. You know, so you can't do things on your personal property. And I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, pouring oil in a river. You know, nobody can. That's not what we're talking about. But even growing plants, growing food on your property.
Well, this is one thing that people don't understand. The weight of that is that when you have these companies, these trillion-dollar companies like BlackRock, they're buying up all the homes, okay? They're giving you a decent price, right? Air quotes, decent price. What they buy up, you will not buy again, right? Yeah. What they buy up, you will not be able to go and purchase. And just like Bill Gates and all these other idiots that are out there, they're buying up all this farmland. They're not doing anything with it.
You are not
going to be able to escape the Democratic hellhole. You're going to have to go to the suburbs that they own as well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the climate thing is that's huge. But you voted for more of it, Mr. Democrat. You voted for more of it. Oh, by the way, too, you also voted for less diesel at a much higher cost. You voted for that when you voted for your Democratic sweetheart. You voted for less electricity because he wants to get rid of coal. A lot of electricity is made by coal. So we got to shut him down. He said he was going to shut it down, which to me, this is the canary in the coal mine, the 800-pound gorilla. Nobody would say right before an election, right before a major race in Pennsylvania, I'm going to shut down all coal and oil drilling. And that's what he did. Joe Biden said that right before the election. It's almost like he knew it didn't matter. He said it. He just like it didn't even matter. No politician would ever make that claim 2 days before an election where energy costs are soaring. You know, if we had matter-antimatter reactors and, you know, all those things 200 years from now, they were here. I mean, I'd be all for getting rid of oil and coal. Absolutely. You know, free energy, Nikola Tesla stuff. Yeah, get rid of it. That's the, we because we I can put a little, you know, generator this size in my yard and it runs on, you know, magnetism or whatever, and it powers my whole house. Absolutely. We don't need it anymore. Let's get rid of it. But we don't have that yet. We don't have it. So when they shut down all that oil and coal, the only thing it's going to do is your electric bills are going to soar. All everything that's under refrigeration around the United States, that means all your refrigerated products and grocery stores and all this, air conditioning, you know, it's just going to become prohibitively expensive.
Let me ask you, do you think they're going to do rolling blackouts nationwide this summer?
Well, they're already doing them in Europe, but yeah, I do. I think in some parts they'll have to do rolling blackouts. They might even have rolling water blackouts where they have to turn the water off for a day because there's not enough water. And which brings us to the point, you see that these Middle Eastern-owned agriculture companies are growing crops with USA water and then shipping the plants that they're growing with our water to the Middle East. Who is letting them do that? Who is letting them take, you know, the soil, the water, all that they're growing in the United States, growing broccoli or but whatever it is, and then shipping it over to the Middle East? While our aquifer is in critically low, you know, levels, 1,000-year levels low, and but you know the water's being siphoned off. They might as well be stealing the water and shipping over there because you know, the reason they can ship the plants is because they've taken the water.
Well,
So
I mean,
you just voted for more of that.
so the Middle East takes our water. China comes over here, installs solar farms, and takes that energy. And then they don't pay a tax on it because they sell it back to us. Russia sells liquid natural gas and oil to India. And then India sells Russia's to us. And yet all we have to do is just open the taps.
That's all we have to do. But I mean, so you know, you can blame ignorance on a certain amount of this stuff, but you can't blame it on all of it. It gets to the point where you understand it's malfeasance. This is deliberate. This is a deliberate attack on the United States to bring down our constitutional republic so that they can implement their great reset. And the great reset will be the great tribulation. It will be the most oppressive time in all of humanity. Never has humanity had the ability to control with technology like we have today. Hitler didn't have it, you know, Stalin didn't have it, nobody had it. But now, through this wizardry of you know, electronics and the internet and all things electronic, we have the ability to control everybody. And that's the other thing. When you voted for a Democrat, you voted for the Great Reset, digital currency. Yeah, let's get rid of, you know, we don't need this stuff anymore. We don't need it. You know, let's get rid of this. This is what gives me privacy. In fact, what do you read on it? This note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. Well, there'll be no more private.
Well,
What's the government?
what
Well,
else
you read
is,
it right there.
does it still say "In God We Trust" on it?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, Lucifer is the god of this world. So he doesn't say.
Let me ask you a serious question, Bob, because we were going to talk about prepping. So, but let's move to that. But I want to say something. What do you trust in America now? Do you trust the voting? Do you trust the medical centers? Do you trust the presidency, the executive, the judicial? Do you trust the Pentagon? Do you trust your law enforcement? Do you trust the FBI? You trust your post office? You trust your schools? Do you trust your preacher?
No.
I don't have a good message, and
There is none.
I don't say that to be negative. This is the path that we chose to go down as a nation.
We read the Bible and we revere like Isaiah, the prophet. What a great guy. Jeremiah, what a great guy. Ezekiel, Daniel, what great men of God they were. You know what they all preached? Judgment is coming.
That's right.
That's what they preached.
That's right.
Judgment is coming.
You want to wake up? On a wake-up call, read Lamentations.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's Jeremiah. You know, just read it. But again, and this is what you voted for. You voted for this. If you voted Democrat, you voted for this. Yeah, less electricity. We saw it happen when they closed down the pipeline. Energy sector jobs just disappeared. And those are very good, high-paying jobs. And those jobs were shipped to overseas. So, you know, the Saudi Arabians can hire their people at high wages because we shut down the pipeline here, which would have paid our people high wages. We shut it down. Joe Biden said there's going to be no new drilling. He just said it the other day. We're going to shut down all the coal plants because wind and solar are much more efficient. No, they're not. They're not. The production of solar panels is an expensive and polluting endeavor, but we have made over in China. So, you know, we don't care if China pollutes, then you bring them over here. You know, if you voted for Joe Biden or Democrat, you just voted for higher food costs. I mean, I can't believe what's happening to the price of food.
I'm reading something right now about that, about how the U.S. and global war on farmers intensifies amid food shortages. That's on the Epoch Times.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've got the book here it is over here. Let me grab it. This book is from the 1960s. Okay. It talks about how they're going to do this. It talks about, you know, what we're going to do to destroy the population, to bring the population down. And that's the whole thing. When you understand, when you read this book, you'll understand that it's not about rights. It's not about women's rights, gay rights, abortion rights. It's not about that. It's about death. They want to decrease the population because they don't think the earth can sustain that many people. So instead of saying, hey, we got to kill a bunch of people because the earth can't feed you, they come up with all this rights crap, and it all ends up in death. Marriage is not happening, no children in the marriage. You know, the unwritten rule today is people are not to have more than two children, if they have any. But a population can't be supported by two children in a marriage.
Well, China lifted that.
I know, because their population is in free fall.
Yeah.
And the worst part about it is their abortion was sexist. They murdered all the women because everybody wanted a man child. So right now in China, there's two or three men for every woman there. And, you know, men are going to do their thing. So they're having a real problem with that.
Well, I can tell you this much. It's an unintended consequence, but it's a very calculated consequence.
Absolutely. Read the book. You can buy this book. You know, I think I paid like $10 for this book. It's 1968, Paul Ehrlich. You know, and you can just, even if you just, gosh, you read this and it's like, this is how we're going to kill humanity. You know,
Well, one of the things that the UN advocacy groups are doing, and to include the U.S., and we don't think about this until we're facing it now, right? But the war in Ukraine, stopping the spread of fertilizer worldwide. Well, what does that shorten? That shortens the food growth, which is all part of the depopulation. So as long as we're banning Russia and Ukraine from doing this, it works in their favor. But they're banning and reducing. They want to ban and reduce the use of nitrous fertilizers in the name of fighting global warming. All right. And then they say that nitrous oxides are a big player in overall greenhouse effect. However, there is no science to back that.
Let me say this, Doug. I have a greenhouse. You've seen it, right?
I have one. Yep.
Yeah. Do you know what happens if I close the door on the greenhouse and leave it as it is? It'll stay nice and warm in there. I'll keep the plants watered, but they'll die. Do you know why? They don't have enough carbon. They make oxygen. Mm-hmm. And they eat up all the carbon dioxide. You know, that stuff that supposedly is horrible for the planet. Plants need it. And they need high levels of carbon dioxide. Big greenhouses in the winter, when they close it up, have to make carbon dioxide. They have carbon dioxide generators. Don't believe me? You can go look and buy them. You can buy a carbon dioxide generator. Plants do better. The higher the carbon, the better they grow. And so this whole thing of reducing your carbon footprint, it's a death cult. You know, plants do better when you put them in a higher carbon environment. I know my greenhouse. I've raised the carbon level in the greenhouse. The plants get greener and more fruit on them. That's what happens.
Without the use of proper agriculture in making grain products, then you're hoofing cattle, your pigs, your goats, whatever that you're using for food consumption are not going to have the proper amount of meal given to them, the caloric intake during the winter when there's not enough foraging to be done. And then that shortage is going to go down. All right. So then the amount of beef goes down. But wait, it gets better because now they have found a way to make chemically make protein. And they're 3D printing it in the Netherlands and they're selling it along with bug protein that they're mashing together. And hey, man, I don't know if you know this, bug protein powder is literally being found everywhere, from protein powder that's vegan based protein powder.
I'm going to say this too.
Thank you.
You know, they're talking about, you know, putting atmospheric filters up there, spraying stuff in the atmosphere that filters the sunlight. They're talking about this. You know, if I have my greenhouse, I have to have grow lights on in my greenhouse, because if I don't, if I just try to grow plants in the winter, you know, without light and just let the light, and my greenhouse is solid windows, you know, they wouldn't do very well because they're not getting enough sunlight. It doesn't hurt them to leave the grow lights on all the time. Now, for economics, I turn them off for a certain amount of time, and because, you know, saving electricity, but it doesn't hurt to leave them on all the time. If I turned them off, nothing would grow in my greenhouse in the winter. I mean, maybe a few little stubby little things would grow, but nothing of any consequence. You know, I'll have one of my lemon trees will get 70, 80 lemons. I have little miniature lemon trees that just fill up with lemons. But I give them a lot of carbon dioxide, and I give them a lot of sunlight, artificial sunlight. That's what makes them grow. And you know, these people are just saying just the opposite. Take the sunlight away, take the carbon away, and then what happens? You know, the fulfillment of this book, you have less food for people.
No, not the fulfillment of that book. The fulfillment of this book.
Absolutely.
This book. Everything that God warned you about comes from this book.
There's a prophecy in that book, in the book of Timothy. It says in the end times, you know what they're going to forbid? The eating of meat. Look it up. It's in there. I mean, you get a read 2,000 years ago. Here's Peter writing this stuff, right, to Paul writing this. And what kind of weird thing would that be to put in the Bible to forbid to eat meat? Nobody forbid eating meat back then. I mean, that's what they did. If you could eat it, they'd kill and eat it. That the thought of not using animals for, you know, food was unthought of. You didn't even think of that. But they penned it that in the end of the age, they will forbid the eating of meat. Now, this is what we see happening right now. That prophecy has never come true in 2,000 years. And now it's come true. That's what they're doing. It's just like the Bible says the sixth angel poured out his bowl and the Euphrates River dried up. Google it. In 2,000 years, the Euphrates River has never dried up.
And now it is.
And now it is dried up. I mean, it's dry, bone dry. And it also says that a manned army of 200 million would cross it. A king of the East. I'm going to leave everybody up to figure that one, who that is. Do you know when Jesus was, when Paul wrote that? In 95 AD, around 95 AD, do you know there weren't 200 million people on the planet? I mean, and here he writes it up there. Angel's going to make the Euphrates River dry up, and 200 million people are going to come from the east. I mean, you want to see Bible prophecy fulfilled, you know? The Bible's just an old book. I mean, it's not relevant for today. My gosh, that's about as relevant as it gets. Right. Can't eat meat. And the Euphrates River, again, I Googled it. As far as I could see, the Euphrates River has never naturally dried up, but we're seeing right now, if this is the fulfillment of that prophecy, it's being supernaturally dried up with the angel poured out his bowl on the river Euphrates and made way for the king of the east to come across. But that's a little bit of a segue. It's a free Bible lesson. But again, we're going back to this. You voted for Democrat, you voted for a lot more inflation. I know this, it took a little dive right now, but when you run out of diesel fuel, what they're talking about, when the trains don't run because, you know, they don't renegotiate with the people that the trains don't have fuel oil to run on, yep. The Mississippi River, the inflation's, you know, they've done everything they can do. They've emptied our strategic net oil reserve to bring gas prices down. They've finagled the finances so that it can look like inflation's under control. But after January, you're going to see it just skyrocket again. They're going to stick it to you.
Enjoy your bicycles and rickshaws.
Yeah. And then, you know, you can't use a bicycle because when you use a bicycle, you breathe harder and you put more carbon out. Oh, no, I mean, I better not say that. That gives them an idea. Oh, sorry about that. I don't know what I was talking about. Yeah, it gives them an idea. Bicycle tax, you know, because if you're using it, it's a carbon tax.
No, it'll be a caloric tax.
Yeah, it'll be a, oh my gosh.
You better breathing. Stop. We're giving them ideas now.
I know, breathing harder.
The FBI is over here taking copious notes.
Oh, I know.
Amazing.
Yeah. Hillary Clinton's going, dang, I didn't even think of that one, you know? But anyhow, and this, all this we're talking about, the ultimate voted for is voting for the Great Reset. You have voted for the Great Reset where you are going to wish you had never done this because you think, for whatever reason, you hate Donald Trump, you hate Republican Party, you think the Republican Party is full of racists. And I mean, good grief. I mean, you look at the Republican Party today, it's the most unracist party on the planet. I mean, and the Republicans were the ones that voted for the freedom of slaves, not the enslavement of slaves like the Democrats did. So we see all this happening. You know, I just look at it. Food shortages, worse, more abortion, more war, more diesel shortages. You know, close down the coal, close down the oil, more transhumanism and transgenderism, which those two things are going hand in hand. More taking, and this goes right back to Genesis 6, the pollution of the human genome. When the fallen angels came down, and, you know, we see this alien disclosure about ready to happen. You know, I don't think they're real, like, Vulcans or anything like that. I think they're transcendental beings that come from another realm, and they're going to be fallen angels. They're going to come and deceive humanity. And the fulfillment of what happened in Noah's day, where Noah was the only one left on the planet that was pure in his genealogy. Everybody else had genetic corruption. We see this coming right now at us like a freight train. Less religious freedom. Church is fine. This could be another thing. They already just said that they're going to start cracking down on churches that mention anything about political, except if you're, you know, maybe a liberal church and you talk about, you know, your liberal causes, then that's perfectly okay.
Well, that's part of the great falling away, right? I mean, yes, now once we start talking about the politicalization of church, the joining of church and state, right, now we're talking about like what the Church of England did at one point. Okay, you know, the bastards that be were able to go out and make their own religion and forced you to go there, and then waged a holy war against the original church. I think back then they were fighting against the Catholicism, and I'll leave that for whatever you want. But I mean, I fully see you having a church of the state. I mean, they want you to go to the same church. They want you to go to the same church that Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden goes to, where abortion is okay, being a fairy tale creature, whatever sex you want to be, is okay. In fact, they'll be the preacher. They'll be the one baptizing you in the rainbow water. And they'll have a, you know, everything there. You'll have a little mark when you come in, so you can be scanned on your hand. That way we'll know you attended for today. You know, this is your future. This is what people vote for. Why don't people fight against it, Bob?
Well, because the Bible tells us, because we did not receive the love of the truth, God sends us strong delusion. It says in Romans 1, and this is where everybody should memorize the first book of Romans, there's a threefold given over there where God abandons us deeper and deeper into depravity to where we become absolutely divinely insane. We become so depraved, we actually go insane. And this is the divine abandonment where truth is not even within our grasp anymore. I mean, you're underwater and you can't even grasp the surface anymore. You're so far deep into this depravity. And that's what Romans 1 talks about. But it also talks about that, I mean, towards the end of the age, the spirit of lawlessness. You know, the good would be spoken bad and bad would be spoken good. all these things we see Bible prophecy coming to fulfill right in front of our eyes. I mean, as they did in the Soviet Union, Christians who believed in the Bible, and we see this, they're pushing this now, Christians who believed in the Bible, especially Christians who believe in the second advent of Jesus Christ, they're mentally ill. These people consider me mentally ill, mm-hmm. That because I believe the Bible. And that's what they're going to do. Send you off on a Valium holiday somewhere, some remote region, whatever.
Well, they don't want you to live, and the first chapter of Romans, the righteous shall live by faith. All right. And that's around verse 16. They don't want you to live by faith. They want you to have faith in the government.
Well, that it's always a religion. There's always a religion involved. Just so you know, statism is a religion, and that's what they want. They want statism. They don't want Christianity.
That'll be the religion of the Antichrist.
Well, it is. Because he'll be the state, and because it'll be Lucifer, and Lucifer has always desired to be worshipped. That's what his sin. He wanted to ascend above the throne of God, and he wanted all the heavenly hosts to worship him instead of the Lord God Almighty. And it didn't work out too well for him. In the end, it's going to work out really bad for him. But that's where we're at. So, I can't lay out a better case. I'll just say this, and I don't want to brag, but I was tested for an IQ when I was younger, and I scored fairly good on it, So I think I can make a fairly decent case from my point of view. I think I've done that. I think we've done that. And yet, what can you do? If I'm right, you're not going to stop this from happening. But I promote products like this because you can get your heart right with Jesus. But like this bivy stick, I can put this in my pocket and carry it everywhere I need to go, and I can text anybody that has a cell phone. Doesn't have to have service. It just has to work. I can download the bivy app, put it on there, and text anybody around the planet. And with this thing, as long as I have an open sky, doesn't matter if it's cloudy or not. And I tell this to people all the time, you need to get something like this, because communications in this environment, who knows when they shut the phone services down, who's going to be to blame? I know the Russians will have done it for sure. That Vladimir Putin, he shut the phones down.
Well, hold on, because if they do rolling blackouts, what goes down? Communications.
Yeah.
Your internet will go down unless you get Starlink, right? And that's only like a quarter of the country even has access to that.
This is why, we sell these and you can get them in a lot of different places. But this is a battery pack. I can solar charge this thing and I can run multiple devices, my cell phone, and run over a week on this thing, on. And so I just say, it's something very important to have the ability to just have a little bit of solar, because most devices today don't need to be plugged into a wall. They need to be plugged into a USB.
Yep.
You can charge them. I was showing this radio. We just got these. This is the most incredible radio I've ever had. It's a TRB 119. I mean, it does everything. This is waterproof. I mean, so I can take this out in the field and communicate anywhere with this thing. But if you'll notice, let me see this side. See that little thing right there? That's just a standard jack. I can put a solar panel with a charge controller on it and charge this battery in the field. Doesn't take a lot. A 20-watt solar panel and a little charge controller, and I can recharge that in the field. If anybody wants to talk to me about these, you can listen to Brush Beater. He did a program on this TRB, Tango Bravo Romeo 119, and listen to it on Brush Beater, and it's absolutely an incredible piece of equipment. We've got 10 of them on our way. We should get them towards – in maybe another 2 weeks, we should have them.
What's the price on them?
It's not cheap. They're about $2,200. But
what are people getting with a $2,200 radio? Look, most people don't know how to use a standard $40 radio. So what do you get out of that?
Let me just say this. One community has this thing. One community, Monroe County, you have access to this, okay? This can protect my entire community, first of all. I just want to put because I can, if I'm working with my sheriff's department or my religious leaders of the community, and I'm networking, anybody with a radio can hear, pick me up. But this, cell phones go down, I can give information to my community over this thing.
You can broadcast intelligence with that through a very long
range. So I can, I was listening to a thing by John Noble today, and I really agree with him, because that's what I'm talking. I'm a community prepper. I can't do this by myself. Nope. I need, you know, I need to have all the functions of my community, my law enforcement, my religious, my civic organizations, all those things have to come together to work to protect a community. It's, you know, it's not going to be Rambo. Excuse me. I know there's people up there think they can do it. You're not going to do it. But, you know, it's important to do that. And I'll gladly talk to anybody about radio communications, just a handheld unit like this. You know, we saw the Bofangs. This is a Yaesu. You know, with this big one here, I can talk to anybody who has a $70 radio. So you can really get information out. And I cannot, you know, you're a Marine, you've been a DHS, the importance of communication. It, to me, it's on equal parallel of food and water is communication and being out of sea at night. You know, I don't know if I can turn this thing on. I don't know if you can see through it, but, you know, that's what, you know, you can't see real well. I mean, yeah, you can see me a little bit. But this thing, it's like looking through daylight.
Yep, white phosphorus.
Yeah, it's daylight. You go outside and it's like, oh my gosh, you know, it's in black and white daylight, but it's daylight. So anybody, you know, for the security of your community, you have a couple of those in Monroe County with people doing roving patrols, reporting back to the, you know, officiating agencies. You can really protect your community if you live in a housing development. One guy with night vision or two guys with night vision can protect a whole housing development just by doing a roving patrol so that the bad guys stay away. It's that critical. That's why I talk about it all the time. We all know we need food and water, and that's what everybody has that. I mean, I just look at all the brand new companies coming around, and we sell most of them. But everybody knows you need food and water, and that's what a staple is. You need a good water filter. That's why we sell Berkey's and all other kind of things, Trekkers and, you know, MSRs and all the stuff. We have it all, the Sawyer Mini Filter, all those things we carry. But, you know, again, this is a thermal optic right here. So this is going to pick up heat. You literally cannot hide from this device. You saw it when you were here. I don't care what if you're laying under a bed of leaves, you're not going to hide from this thing. It's going to show you up. There's only one way I know to temporarily hide yourself from it. And, you know, people come to class, I can show them how to do it. But even then, it's temporary. Even if you're covered with a thermal blanket, you're laying on the ground. As soon as you get up and move, you left a thermal signature on the ground. It's going to pick you up. You see that somebody's been there. And you're going to know there's some kind of hostile in the area. You know, and I'll be glad to talk to anybody about this stuff. But, you know, it's beyond time if people do this. You know, I carry an everyday carry knife. Just something simple like that. Just a simple everyday carry knife. You know, these are CR Cricket knives. That's what I call them. Just an everyday carry knife. Having a knife on you is just an important thing to carry around with you. This goes in my pocket everywhere.
Yeah, Columbia River Knife and Tools, they're awesome products.
Yeah, I mean, nice thing about it is, if you don't know, it has a double locking mechanism. There's a locking mechanism in, and then you have to push that little red button back, so you have to do two things to close it, so you're not going to get it collapse on your hand.
That hurts. I've had that done.
Yeah, I've cut my hand before.
God, that hurts.
Yeah, you get a nice paper nut. Looks like a paper cut across your
fingers. I want to talk about food real quick, but before I do, happy birthday to all my Marines. And we're talking about survival food. Make sure that you have your survival food. If you are a Marine, you'll need snacks, and they come in all different colors. But I will say this, you need to be buying food right now. I mean, this is the time to be buying food. Can I tell you something that I do personally at my own residence? When I'm outside working, one of the absolute best favorite things that my wife loves to do is to get out the Peak Refuel, and we get our little jet bowl heaters. I was cutting down a tremendous amount of trees because we're having to rerun fencing all around the farm. And so I'm clearing down all these big trees that have been rotting and split in half through all these hellacious windstorms that we get. And I told my wife, I was like, I am starving. And I know we're not going to be able to have time to cook. She ran inside, got a bunch of the MREs, meals ready to eat from Peak Refuel. And literally that's what sustains me for lunch for months now. I mean, that's how good they are. I literally rely on them for lunch.
Peak Refuel is the best tasting storage food I've ever tasted. It is. It's
ridiculous.
You look at some of the other meals, they're half the protein count, which means half the meat. Peak Refuel basically doubles the meat, far less sodium.
Yep.
So anybody on a sodium restricted diet, you're going to get about 40% less sodium. That's important to a lot of people. We have it. We have the, their bucket on sale right now, $20 off. So you can go to our website and look up their bucket, and it comes in a nice plastic bucket, and we get, you ship it out to you. We got plenty of them in stock. But medical supplies, people don't think about this. You know, getting triple antibiotics. You know, right now we see an amoxicillin shortage. Have you seen that happening?
Yep.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, what I tell people is, if you live in an agricultural area and you have animals, you can go and get amoxicillin and doxycycline for your animals at your co-op. You know, so you can, they have that there for your animals. But, you know, never enough said.
That's what we used to call, you know, three, the instructor would give three stomps on the floor. That's a clue.
What's an exculpatory statement, you know?
You know, even just the simplest things, peroxide, you know, medical grade alcohol. You know, we own a poultry farm, so one of the most common themes that you're going to get by owning poultry is you're going to get scratched. Like, I was chasing a bunch of my wife's chickens a while ago, throwing in my duck pen because I'm redoing part of a chicken pen. And I was gathering them all up, and man, I got the heck scratched out of me all over my freaking knuckles.
Rooster can do a nice job on you.
Well, it's the damn guineas, and I hate guineas. I love them, and I hate them, but they eat all the little creepy crawlies that sting you, so I tolerate them. But, you know, I mean, they're filthy animals. They're absolutely filthy. They walk around in their own feces. They walk around in mud, and then you get any types of cuts or scrapes. You know, if you're actually a poultry farmer like I am, you need to consider something. You need to be wearing a respiratory protection when you're out there because of the E. coli floating around in the air, especially during the dry season.
You should be wearing a mask, especially, you know, we clean our beds out. You know, we put cedar chips in for our chickens inside the coop. And after 2 or 3 months, that stuff gets pretty foul. And you got to dig it out of there and put new stuff in. All that goes into the compost, because the compost, well, and that chicken manure is good for the garden. So it gets recycled, but you don't want to be breathing chicken poop.
Nope.
So you definitely want to put a respirator on, you know, an N95 type mask when you're cleaning out your chicken coops. Definitely. You don't want to be breathing that in. Again, those are just some of the things. I really promote the communication and the special optics, because, you know, people don't realize, until you get in that situation, the first thing you got to think of the first night when it gets dark outside, oh my gosh, the boogeymen are out there and you won't be able to see them. Mm-hmm. But with night vision, I can see the boogeymen. And if they're coming, you know, the nice thing about most boogeymen is that they think, because it's night out, they've got hubris. They think that, you know, I'm sneaking up on these people. But with something like this, you ain't sneaking up on anybody. It just isn't happening. 200 yards away, you're at my mercy, put it that way.
Well, and you know, here's one thing, is that, you know, within the 5 D's of security, you want to be able to deny, delay, deter, defend, and defeat the enemy. But, you know, giving a good psychological mind check to people when they know that you have a community that has men with rifles that are patrolling the community at night, and they have night vision and thermal capability, that's a good psychological check.
And they can organize because they have communication.
That's right.
So they can say, we need assistance in sector one. You know, we need force here. We need force in sector one. Well, anybody listening, first of all, is not going to know what sector one is unless you're on the team, you know, and then there's all kinds of ways you can code things. Again, Brush Beater teaches RTO courses where they go into that, and, you know, you don't do some of these things until the zombies are eating people. But when that happens, you know, you got to protect your community. And there's ways to do it so that you don't tip off your opponent. You know, I show this to people all the time. You know, I ask this question. What do you give away? The first thing you give away when you start talking? Well, you give away your sex. So if I use this program, and I think I've showed you before. Let me turn the volume up, excuse me.
Your voice is your most exploitable asset.
You know, that's just a simple text-to-speech. I'll do it again.
Your voice is your most exploitable asset.
So I can just type in what I want to say, and that makes me sound like a girl, in fact. And I haven't done that. And I'm not trans, so don't think I've gone that way. But
the purpose of intelligence gathering is exploitation.
That's what a lot of people don't realize. I listen because when you talk, you're giving away intelligence. I don't want, you know, I want to use this device to listen, and I can listen to anybody around the world on this thing, and I can listen to anybody locally on this thing. I can direction find with this thing. I mean, it's just mind boggling what this does. It's really an incredible piece of equipment. But that's what I want to do. I want to hear you talk about, you know, things you start dropping stuff like my children, my wife, you know, as I've used this example before, I can be married. Let's just say I'm married and you hear me on the radio say, "Hey, Doug, my old lady wants me home. She's griping at me and I need to do something around there." You know, that tells you I'm married. Tells you I don't like her very much. But if I say, "Doug, you know, hey, my sweetie and I have a date night tonight, and, you know, it's our 36th anniversary, and, you know, gosh, he's been so good to me, I want to take her out and wine and dine her." You know, that tells you that woman's endeared, you're endeared to that woman. Both of them say you're married. But just listening, you can tell so much. If I say, "My sweetie, my honey, you know, I'm dear to," that's, people can exploit that. It's hard to exploit a guy with his wife who think wants to see her get run over by a truck to begin with, and you just saved him a lot of alimony payments, you know? And so that's not an exploitable thing. You know, my old lady, good grief, I just wish I hadn't married her. You know, just griping at me all the time. I mean, that's not exploitable. I don't like the person very much. But my sweetie, my honey, that's why I listen and don't talk. On a radio, I listen. Now, sometimes I do need to talk, and there's ways you can talk. I'm not going to go over them here, but there's ways you can talk that can, you know, delay somebody figuring you out. And that's one of the things of scared perimeters, delaying. You delay the ability to transverse something. And there's all kinds of ways to do that, of delaying the approach, in which I know we've told people to do a program on that. You just mentioned the methods of doing that. But delay is a big one. And so, you know, I want to listen. If I listen and I hear somebody, you know, say, you know, "Oh, my, I got my dogs out here and I'm chasing a couple of coons up the tree." You know, you're dealing with Bubba out there. And, you know, is that a threat? Well, could be. But, you know, he'd probably be satisfied to give him a case of Schlitz malt liquor. You know, but if I heard somebody talking military jargon, Sector 5, 1,400 hours. Our objective is Alpha Delta. I'm going to realize somebody has their stuff wired pretty tight on that one. And that's going to be the threat.
Yeah, if you start hearing a salute report going across,
yeah,
you know, size, activity, location, unit, time. If you start hearing all that type of lingo, your ears better start perking up. But you know, one really good thing. And I don't suggest you do it now, but when prophecy hits the fan, one thing that you can be doing is that you can use radio for disinformation very well. You know, you can insert your own codes, one-time pad code, right? You can insert your own codes in that.
Most people don't know what a one-time pad code is. Let's give that a little bit of a thing. There's actually, we sell Partisan Labs makes a one-time pad generator. A one-time pad code, when done correctly, is an unbreakable code. And a friend of mine did it a few times on Facebook, and people were going, "What the heck is that?" Because it's just a system of five numbers, five numbers, five numbers, five numbers. And it's a message that's been transliterated into those five numbers. It's completely unbreakable. You cannot break it. Supercomputers can't break it. It's the most secure method of sending information. Well, you know, again, Brushbeater teaches you how to do that. We took a course with him, and I remember we'd go in the class in the morning, and the one-time pad message would be up on a chalkboard telling us our objectives that day. So the first thing we had to do is break the code. And when you have the pad, the one-time pad that the American Partisan Labs makes, that one-time pad, you can transliterate the message and come up with what you're supposed to do. And then it's called a one-time pad because as soon as I do it, I burn it. It's on heat paper. So if I burn it, the code goes away and you can never, it's lost forever. But you can learn that. You can send a code that you're very, very confident, high degree of probability that nobody's going to be able to figure this one out. So, I mean, those are things that you can learn. I mean, Brushbeater does teach that. And that's why I highly recommend going, you know, and learning from him. And again, I, you know, and for those of you who signed up for the active shooter course with Doug, you know, here we are. I think it was the holidays and people all worked up over the election and everything. We had to postpone the course till sometime in January. Keep you know, informed on our website. You'll see it come up. And, you know, we're going to do that because that one, that active shooter class, I mean, I had my friends, one of my friends, first name Justin. I mean, he said that's the best class he'd ever been to. He loved it. And, you know, for the price that people pay for it, I mean, you'd go to some of these big, you know, well-named, you know, big organizations, you're going to pay four or five times that much for the same training.
For one day.
And you're not going to get the personalized attention that you gave those people.
Yeah, and no offense to anybody who does this training professionally, but, you know, 3 days of 12 hours worth of training, I can teach you a lot. And the goal is to teach you what I know. I'm not trying to make you a SWAT operator. You're not going to be a Special Forces Ranger qualified sniper like Tim Kennedy. Now, you're not going to walk away with that. You are going to walk away confident with your gun. And I have done some personalized training for individuals. That gets a little pricey, but you know, I mean, the ability to take what I've taught and to go back to your community, to your family. And, you know, that's the thing is I teach you through repetitions so that when you leave, the repetitions are here, right? You don't need to go watch a video because they're here. You know, when you're walking with a gun to look at your sights. 9 times out of 10, the guys that we were training, when they're walking through a home, their sights were not here. They were here going through a doorway. No, man, your sights are here. Your sights are up in your eyes, right?
That tenths of a second to go from low ready to ready, that those tenths of a second can cause that bolt to hit you first.
That's right.
People don't understand that. we saw one guy, he just, no matter how many times we told him, he had such muscle memory, he'd drop it back down to where basically he would shoot right in front of his feet. That's how far he'd lower the gun. And then he'd raise it back up, drop it back down. And I just said, you know, I hope if we're having a gunfight, I meet somebody like you. I told him that because I said, you know, I'm going to get 3 shots off to your one.
That's a training scar. And the bad thing about training scars is it takes a tremendous amount of repetitions to untrain yourself, right? And that's, once again, what I show you is so simple. It's when you leave my course, you're going to laugh at how simple it was. It's extremely complicated to learn to get the rhythm down because I teach you how to walk with a gun without falling and shooting yourself or someone that you love and hold dear. Because once again, we're not training you to take over the nation. We're not training you to be Minutemen militia. I'm training you to protect your home, to be the king in your home. If someone invades your home, you are the king. You are the knight. It's your defense.
They go vertical.
Yeah, I'm teaching you how to defend your kingdom. And once again, community defense. That's what this comes down to.
And I just want to mention also is right now we have that TCCC course.
Steve Reyes.
I mean, the guy has Mr. Resume. You can go to Ready Made Resources, across the top of my website. You'll see the training schedule banner. Click that. It'll go right there and you can sign up for the class. We're coming down to the end, but I just want to say this again. You know, I have this on my website, rmrbivy.com. We carry these now because no matter what happens, I can just sit there and text my wife. I get her location. I know where she's at. Those two critical pieces of information, to know that she's okay, I can text her my location, I can text her a plan, and I know her location. Those two pieces of information in a crisis are absolutely, I just can't, it's just critical, beyond critical, knowing how to get in touch with my family. RMRBivy.com. And then, you know, anybody wants to talk to me about night vision, thermal, we carry lots of it in stock. You know, and I can promise you when the grid goes down, and I do say when, because it will go down, that's part of the Great Reset. The first thing you're going to think of, the first night that comes about, you're going to think, I wish I had a night vision or thermal unit. You're going to think that.
Now, before we close out, I want to say one of the reasons why Bob and I are always pushing for gear, and we're pushing for preps, we're pushing for training. Ladies and gentlemen, when it hits the fan, if you're not ready for this, you are going to panic. And panic, just look at what happens with animals when they panic. They go in every direction, or sometimes the wrong direction and straight into a trap. So to honor Bob, who always likes to use the text-to-speech, I would like to close out by saying this.
Why do I always seem so calm? Well, I have never been in a situation where being panicked was the better option. Train, prepare and pray. Become an asset, not a liability.
There's all different types of ways to communicate. Bob can show you that.
And I want to just say this. Part of the training thing is, even when, you know, we do the training, you're going to have an elevated level of stress. Even though you, even if you get shot with a little airsoft, it's going to maybe sting just a bit. But it's still, it elevates your awareness. It elevates your senses. It elevates your cortisol, your adrenaline. All those things become heightened. And, you know, you'll get to experience that. I can't tell you that when you put yourself in dangerous situations or even, you know, situations like that, the more you do it, the more secure you become. And when it's done to you, people who are couch potatoes, you know, that sit there and just pull their guns out and look at them every once in a while and think, wow, you know, I've got this gun, I'm going to use it. You know, when the stress comes and you've never dealt with the stress, it is a killer. It's a paralyzer. It's a brain fog. It's all those things. And that's why, again, training, putting yourself in a situation. I mean, I remember the first time I was training with Jamie, and boy, oh boy, I got functionally fixated on the guys in front of me. And, you know, I was popping away. We were using blanks, popping away at them. And man, I got flanked. And before I knew it, there's a guy 10 feet away from me on my flank. And, you know, it didn't end well for me. You know, so that kind of training environment is crucial. I'll never forget that lesson because I already knew it up here. You know, you can watch your Bruce Lee movies and think you're becoming, but you're not unless you're doing it. I knew it up here. Keep your head on a swivel. You know, I stopped doing it. I got fixated on the thing in front of me, and I wasn't keeping my head on a swivel. And boy, oh boy, there came the threat and, you know, eliminated Bob Griswold.
Be like water, my friend. Be like water.
Yeah,
it's one of the reasons why we teach in, especially I teach in CQB, close quarters battle or fighting out of your house. Let's call it like that. Don't get sucked into the corners.
Yeah. Be like water, Bruce Lee, Jeet Kune Do. If you've never looked at that book, it's a great book. But anyhow, if anybody wants to talk, you know, I just want to say this. I think we've laid out our case. If anybody wants to talk about comms, night vision, all of it, we have financing for it, but I don't feel like I'm going to call you up and say, you got to buy this. I'm not going to do that. I promise you. You call me up and you say, you know, what will these units do for me? What can I do with this? How do I do this? You know, I will talk with you and let you make up your own mind. If you want to make up your mind and buy it, not. If you want to make up your mind and say, well, that's not what I want to do right now, that's cool. You know, if you decide that you want to get it, that's fine also. And I can tell you how many calls I get from people who've never bought night vision before. They call me back up and they go, you weren't lying. This stuff is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So it is. So anyhow, if people want to get in touch with me, it's readymaderesources.com. That's the website. If they want the Bivvy stick, it's rmrbivvy.com. And then they can call me at 800-627-3809. Again, no pressure sales, 800-627-3809. But, you know, we're doing an intelligence report today, you know, just my hand scratch notes right here. We just see that every the people that might win both houses, I don't know at this point, but everything I see that brings the judgment of God on a nation.
You have every reason to worry.
Yes.
Every reason.
Everything that's going to bring the judgment of God and the wrath of man on a nation is being, you know, just peddled right in front of our face. And I just don't understand why people would not want to be ready for it, because you can read the historical accounts, go all the way back to the Bible. I mean, people ate their children in the Bible. They ate afterbirth in the Bible. But two women were hungry and they said, I'll cut my child in half and we'll do this and that. And you do it tomorrow. We'll eat, you know. I mean, that happened. That's biblical record. I'm not making it up. It's there. So you can make a decision what you're going to do. But just as the prophets of old, they never had good messages. I mean, Jeremiah was like, we hate you because you never tell us anything good. You know, all the prophets of prosperity, that there were a lot of them back then saying, oh, Jeremiah doesn't know what he's talking about. He's just a fool. You know, he's off on his rock of fear porn, you know, fear porn Jeremiah. History not only records him as right, history remembers him because he was right.
That's right.
Yeah. And so
we don't do this for friendship. No. I don't expect to make friends.
I do
expect to make
a
lot of enemies.
Back there. That's why I do it. Because right. I want people to come to the knowledge of the Lord God Almighty through his son, Jesus Christ, whose atonement, you know, if you know the theology of it, Adam sinned, and in his sin, he drug the whole human race down with him. And there was only one way to redeem.
Mountain State Survival covers your basis for your planning, prepping, evacuation, bugging in, or bugging out needs. They carry anything from educational material, camping supplies, emergency services supplies, food, first aid, survival kit and equipment, shooting gear, survival gear, tactical gear. They carry it all. They got it in stock. Give Mountain State Survival a ring. That's mountain-state-survival.com. Get this type of supplies while you still can. 304-517-6935. Mountain State Survival is one of the only places that I know of currently that is still carrying the delicious Peak Refuel meal that is ready to eat. It's personally the only thing that I eat at this point whenever I go out camping, whenever we have any type of emergency or disaster situation. That is the meal that I stick with, and you can find that at mountain-state-survival.com. Use Wrecker5 for a 5% discount on your overall purchase. That's Rekkr5, mountainstatesurvival.com.
You can find this show on the Heroes Nation app. Heroes Nation is the Heroes Nation app you can download in the App Store. It's up and coming. They got a lot of cool information on there. That is the main backup site so far for the American Vindicta Show. We'll also have some stuff on there that won't be on YouTube. It won't be on Rumble. It'll either be only on the GSRadio.net, who is the host of the American Vindicta Show, or it will only be an exclusive for Heroes Nation. And with that, I mean, you know, stuff that we're doing with the cave exploration, with the archaeological stuff. I'm going to start getting into a lot of paranormal talks and, you know, coming at that from my law enforcement and Christian perspective, and be having guests on, and that will be exclusive to Heroes Nation. So make sure that you give them some love. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, everybody, for supporting me. God bless you, and have a good day.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.